This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
You and I say we cook, but a lot of the food we eat is squeezed and stamped out by machines. This is a big week for the processed food industry to report quarterly results. Yesterday, Mondelez reported profits that beat expectations. Kraft Heinz and Kellogg will report today and tomorrow. Some of these packaged food makers have been trying to cope with some consumers spurning the big brands. Here's Marketplace's Annie Baxter.
Legacy food companies have a lot of competition. Smaller startups, food retailers own private label products.
And they're really competing with the fresh parts of the store as well, produce and meat, where there's much less question about what is this ingredient in my food.
That's Jim Hertel with the consulting firm Willard Bishop. He says retailers are increasingly giving more space to those fresh and prepared foods and less to packaged foods. Food companies are making plays to buy up some of the small organic and natural brands consumers seem to want. But according to consumer analyst Brittany Weissman at Edward Jones,
I think the problem is there are a very small amount of sales.
Weissman says there's another strategy gaining focus in the food industry, consolidation. The investment firm 3G Capital merged Kraft and Heinz with help from Berkshire Hathaway and reportedly seeks more targets. Weissman says companies like Mondelez and General Mills want to dodge a takeover.
And so they're cutting costs and hoping not to be that next target.
But she says more consolidation is likely. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.